From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Asbrook, and this is On Point. Pitch Perfect 2 opened as number one at the box office last weekend. It clobbered Mad Max Fury Road, and its soundtrack was number one also, and it's all a cappella. The Pitch Perfect world is all about harmony and beatboxing and singing and sniping and scratching and fighting for a cappella glory. It's a comedy, it's a world, an obsession. This hour on Point, Pitch Perfect 2, and a little bit of our own a cappella palooza. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. Is this your beautiful, nerdy, wondrous obsession? Is it as wicked out there as Pitch Perfect suggests? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. We've got two great a cappella groups, the Beelzebubs from Tufts University and the Compulsive Liars from the University of Michigan, readying in the wings. It could get pretty rough around here this hour. But joining me first from Los Angeles is Mickey Repkin, magazine writer and author of the book behind the movies Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2. He wrote the book that was the inspiration for the films. It is Pitch Perfect, the quest for a collegiate a cappella glory. Mickey Repkin, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Listen with us for just a second to just a little of the new one. Number one at box offices last week is a clip from the trailer. Gail, played by Elizabeth Banks, tells the Barden Bellas, the singing group, that as a result of a wardrobe malfunction during their performance in front of the President of the United States, they'll be banned from competition.
The Bellas are suspended. You're being replaced by the European champions.
We are DOS Sound Machine.
Mickey, you sang at Cornell. You wrote about that and more. When you were writing Pitch Perfect, well, this is a half a dozen years ago now. Did you have any idea this might ever be the basis for number one box office material in the USA?
Tom, never in a billion years. They handed me this contract. Do you want to sell your book to Hollywood? I was like, I will sign anything you put in front of me because this is never going to happen.
But it has happened. How do you explain that? Did you give them all this raw material? Did you give them all the backbiting and sniping and scratching and arch comedy that makes up the baseline of Pitch Perfect, the movies?
You know, some of that is in there, but, you know, the book was this true story. I followed three groups over the course of the 2006-2007 school year. And, you know, the thing I always say when people ask, you know, why was the movie a big hit? It's not like America was crying out for this movie about a cappella groups. You know, it works because it's this story about finding your family in an unlikely place, which is something, you know, we can all identify. You show up at college, you feel a little lost, and you're looking for a home.
How do you describe this world? Is it nerdy? Is it wonderful? Is it both? You were in it.
You know, I say it's awesomely nerdy. You know, the idea of the nerd has evolved so much.
Very much. We always say it with great love and respect at On Point.
Yeah, it's like at this point now, like you can find anybody who loves what you love and form your own awesome community. But, you know, the funny thing was I sang at Cornell and I always joke we had like groupies on campus. You know, you would walk through the campus store and, you know, some freshman girl would come up to you. Oh, my God, you sang. We saw you guys. Like, it was a hilarious, you know, absolute thing that you were in an a cappella group and you were somehow revered on campus.
But the competitions are real, can be real. They've been all over the country. They're on TV in recent years. In Pitch Perfect 2, here's a little more of that where Elizabeth Banks, who also directed this. This is the third biggest box office ever for a female-directed film, right behind Twilight and 50 Shades of Grey. And John here, played by John Michael Higgins, tell the singing group about the world championships of a cappella. The Bellas want to go to the worlds to redeem themselves after that humiliation where too much popped out body-wise.
World championships of a cappella, where every 4 years, groups from around the globe compete for world domination.
No American team has ever won.
That's because they hate us.
The whole world.
The whole world hates us.
But they just have to dive in and deal with it. At home, meanwhile, a cappella's gone from, well, you tell us where it started, Mickey. You wrote the book. A cappella means what, in the church or something?
Yeah, it means in the chapel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I like to think that people have started harmonizing, you know, in caves. Like, what's simpler than, you know, singing with your friends? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the very sort of quick history is, you know, it starts, you know, Gregorian chant, and then you get call and response singing in Africa, mm-hmm. and then that, you know, grows into American gospel and barbershop, and then you've got, you know, The Lion Sleeps Tonight and Bobby McFerrin doing, you know, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And in 1990, Spike Lee does a PBS special, Do It A Cappella. And it's just sort of growing over the years. And then suddenly, you know, there's jokes about college a cappella groups on 30 Rock and in The Office.
And the next thing you know, this is really, really big. Here's a little bit of the most popular a cappella group in the world right now, I guess. Pentatonix, their single Problem from their album Volume 3 out last year. Song originally from Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea. They're in Pitch Perfect 2 just a little bit and on the soundtrack. But here, Pentatonix. Here we go. Come on.
Listen to me. Ooh, hey, baby, even though I hate you, I wanna love you. I want you. Ooh, and even though I can't forgive you, I really want you. Tell me, baby, why can't you leave me? 'Cause even though I should've wanted, I gotta have it. I want you. Ooh, ooh. Yeah.
Pentatonix right there. Mickey Rapkin is with us from Los Angeles. He wrote the book, Pitch Perfect, The Quest for Collegiate Acapella Glory. The movie's huge box office smashes number one last weekend. We've got two groups in the wings. We're going to hear from them in just a minute. Could be a rumble in here. That super sheen right there, Mickey. When did that kind of, talk about precision and shine and sheen. It's so sheeny there, the way Pentatonix done it. When did that come in?
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, you've got the Beelzebubs in your studio, and they were sort of...
Yes, I do. I'm a little intimidated by all these singers.
They are very scary. Mm-hmm.
They're
actually credited with evolving that sound and recording. They had a big member called Deke Sharon, who actually did a lot of work on the Pitch Perfect movies, mm-hmm. and did some work on the Sing-Off. And, you know, he helped sort of evolve this sound, him and a bunch of a cappella producers. You know, it's funny, sometimes these albums comes out and you hear a lot of, you know, negative feedback from people that there's got to be an instrument on there. That's not a cappella.
Yeah.
But those sounds, you know, you can do a lot of things with a computer now and tweak sounds and vocals and come up with something like that. That sounds really incredible. You know, the funny thing about Pentatonix, when I was just listening to that clip, is, you know, they won the third season of The Sing-Off, this NBC reality show. And, you know, I'm a big fan of The Voice, but The Voice, which is a monster show on NBC, has yet to really produce a big hit artist. Yet The Sing-Off, which is sort of this little a cappella reality show, has spawned Pentatonix, which is like opening for Kelly Clarkson this summer and, you know, selling tons and tons of albums.
And they're not the first big stars to come out of a cappella. John Legend and many more, as you write. You even say Osama bin Laden. What?
Yeah, Lawrence Wright, you know, in his big book, The Looming Tower, found some research that Osama bin Laden had these cassette tapes of him singing in this a cappella group, which is amazing. You know, it's like just
in
like
Saudi Arabia, in the caves of Afghanistan. Where was that? Who knows?
Out there, people love a cappella.
Mira Sorvino and Diane Sawyer and Art Garfunkel and Jim Croce and Anne Hathaway, Rashida Jones, the OC's Peter Gallagher, John Legend, his name wasn't Legend then, and you say Osama bin Laden, all with a background there. And yes, it gets down and dirty. Pitch Perfect too. Here's where it gets snarky. The Germans are there, Das Sound Machine. They're trying to intimidate the Barton Bellas. A little bit racy clip here, but here they go back and forth.
Barton Bellas, you came here to see us? Is it because you are, what do the American kids say, jelly?
We are so not jelly.
We should really thank you for making this tour a reality. You know, with your bumbling ineptitude. We should send them something. Fruit basket?
Yum, yum.
Or would you prefer mini muffins?
Okay, we didn't come here to start something with you guys. We just wanted to check you out before the world's where we're going to kick your ass.
What? That's right.
You? You are the kicker of ass?
Yeah.
You are so tiny. Like an elf. Or is it a fairy sprite? Wie heißt das Wort, das ich meine?
Troll.
That's it. You are like a troll.
You are physically flawless.
Thank you.
But it doesn't mean I like you.
Your team is like a... How do you say that? A heated mess. You know, a mess where heat is applied to it, so what once was a little messy is now even messier.
From Pitch Perfect 2, Mickey Rapkin wrote the book that inspired the movies. Is it that nasty in your books, Mickey?
I wouldn't say it's quite that nasty, but there are, you know, these groups work so hard and they get to the finals of this competition, and there is some of that backstage sort of trying to psych each other out. There's this hilarious story in the book where these two groups run into each other in New York, and they're kind of sort of coming down the street, noticing each other on the other side of the street, doing like the West Side Story snap.
Right. There's going to be a rumble tonight.
There's going to be a rumble.
Be all about a cappella.
Exactly.
And the box office, what does it say to you? Has this hit the complete mainstream now, or are there just so many fanatics out there for the a cappella world?
You know, it's funny. The second movie made more money in the first weekend than the entire run for the first film. It was just this thing, this sweet little first movie that exploded on home video. And, you know, I run into all these guys all the time who are like, oh, my girlfriend made me watch the movie, but I loved it. And I just think it struck a chord with people who want to, you know, sing with people and just, you know, fall in love with their friends and be a family.
Mickey Rapkin, stand by in Los Angeles. Mickey Rapkin wrote the book, Pitch Perfect, that inspired the movies Pitch Perfect, Pitch Perfect 2, number one at the box office last week. When we come back, the Beelzebubs of Tufts University, behind us right here, are going to join me in the studio. And from Ann Arbor, Michigan, a little battle of the bands here, the Compulsive Liars will be with us. You can join us. Is this your world? Does a cappella make you want to roll your eyes and run? Or get up, snap your fingers, and vocalize, sing? Why is Pitch Perfect 2 number one at the box office? 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking this hour about Pitch Perfect 2, biggest box office film in the country this week, number one selling album, and its world, a cappella, with the author of the original book, Pitch Perfect, and a whole bunch of a cappella singers. Behind us here right now, Compulsive Liars out of University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. They're going to join us in just a moment. Beelzebub out of Tufts University is with me in the studio. Things are heating up right here. Mickey Rapkin is with us. He wrote the book, Pitch Perfect, that inspired the movies. You can join us this hour. Is this your world? Does a cappella make you want to roll your eyes and run, or get up, snap your fingers, and sing? What's up with our obsession with singing these days? The voice, glee, and what is it about a cappella singing? How do you hear it? Is it nerdy, fabulous, wonderful, too much, overdone, all of the above? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. In the movies, there's a whole lot of competition. Pitch Perfect 2, the Barton Bellas, and Das Sound Machine, the evil Germans face off in an underground sing-off hosted by an a cappella fan played by David Cross.
All right, come on in. Let's do this face-off style. Okay, let's take a look, see what your final category is.
Oh, it's good. Now
I just hit pop down. Okay, y'all, take a second to think about it. Time's up. Go.
This is how we do it.
I'm kind of fast, and it's all because.
So this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
So this is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
So this is how we do it.
Let's from Pitch Perfect 2, this is how we do it. The evil Germans there, you have to love it. Mickey Rapkin, we're going to have two a cappella groups in the house in just a minute here. Should I be scared?
I think you should be very scared. You should be afraid.
All right. Let's do it. With me in the studio, right here in Boston, the Beelzebubs, all-male a cappella group out of Tufts University. With us today, Jason Williams. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Davis Franklin. Hi, Davis.
Hi there.
Carl Haber. Carl.
Hey, guys.
And Ethan Wise. Hi,
hello.
Ethan. Welcome to all of you. All right, hold your horses right here in Boston. Let's go to Ann Arbor, Michigan, where we have the Compulsive Liars. And, of course, it's a cappella, so it has to be cute. It's L-Y-R-E-S, as in, what, a Grecian harp? Co-ed group. So happy to have them with us. We've got Alex Quinlan, Jordan McKay, Sierra Bain, Jenna Funston, Brendan Stafford, and Kelly Christensen. Kelly, hi. Thank you very much for joining us from Ann Arbor.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
So are you crowded in the studio there? You got six of you going on?
No, the studio is really nice. We'd actually never been here, but we have lots of room. We all got headphones.
That's fantastic. You got enough elbow room to take on the Beelzebubs here in Boston?
I think so. I think that we're ready.
Okay. It could get nasty here in a minute. Let me put it to both. Have both of you groups, Kelly, have you done the competitions? Is that what a cappella life is all about now? They're very big in Pitch Perfect films. Is that big in the life of an a cappella group like the Compulsive Liars?
It's really popular. We did compete in ICCA this year. It usually starts around late January or February and runs until the end of April. But a huge part of college a cappella actually comes in the fall when you have auditions and you get new students. And especially on the University of Michigan's campus, we have 16 groups. So we have a huge a cappella community.
Wow.
And we all audition around the same time. And it's very much... like a very big family. We all perform together and have joint concerts. So it is about ICCA, but it's a lot more than that when you get on campus.
Kelly, have you all seen Pitch Perfect 2?
Yes, we actually all saw it together.
Is it crazy over the top with the sniping and snark and the sort of a cappella evil? Oh, maybe
on
not.
On University of Michigan's campus, I would say that doesn't really happen, but it does get a little heated in competition just because we do work really hard. So you want to do well, and it's hard in a judge-based competition because you don't really have control of the points.
Ethan Wise, Carl Haber with me here in the studio with the Beelzebubs. When you get into those competitive settings, do you work to psych your competitors out with talk about their bumbling ineptitude and their hot, heated mess?
That was one of my favorite lines from the movie, but it would be much more likely that I would say that to a member of my own group than to any other. I think, interestingly, the Bubs have a slightly different model. We actually have not competed in the ICCAs since the very first one that was ever held.
You are too good to compete? What?
No, it's just we do something a little different. Our motto throughout these 53 years has been fun through song, and for us that speaks, I think, a lot to the camaraderie nature, at least on Tufts campus, and it sounds like at Michigan too, between the groups. We have nothing but great affection and respect for the groups that we sing with.
Carl, who comes out for a cappella these days? Does everybody do this, or is it, I don't know, is it fringy, or is fringe now at the heart of things, or who does it?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. We get a lot of auditions at the beginning of the year. Tufts is a much smaller campus than University of Michigan, but we see about 60 to 70 guys auditioning in the fall, and we usually only take about two or three.
Brendan, you're there in Ann Arbor with Kelly and Jenna and Sierra and on. What moved you to get into a cappella at University of Michigan? 16 groups there. It's incredible. What moved you, Brendan?
So in high school, I was heavily involved in choir and music and all sorts of things like that. And the world of a cappella is just so much more fun, in my opinion, than just your standard choir. So getting here and seeing the a cappella community and how close everybody is and how much fun it is to perform all these modern songs with beatboxing, all sorts of different factors is what really motivated me to get into it. So it's a lot of fun.
Are you the beatboxer in the group, Brendan?
I'm not. I'm the bass.
Who's your beatboxer out there?
Jordan McKay. He's here with us, actually.
Hi, Jordan. Can Jordan just deliver us just a little bit of that beatbox, that mouth instrument biz?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. I'll do a little bit of that.
Oh, Jordan McKay with the Compulsive Liars out of Ann Arbor. Let's throw down right here. Davis Franklin in the house with On Point in Boston. Can you respond?
I will.
Let's hear it. Mickey Rapkin in Los Angeles, you are the judge today. What do you say? We got beatbox competition right across the nation, Mickey.
To be honest, I have the biggest smile on my face just listening to this happen. The idea that this has become a cultural obsession is just like the sweetest revenge from my own a cappella days.
The sweetest revenge because what? Did you feel still nerdy in those days, and now it's big box?
We always said when we were on campus that it was the coolest thing you could be involved in was an a cappella group because people came to your shows and it was always such a big deal. But then the minute you graduated, you never wanted to admit that that was part of your history.
Let's get big.
But now everybody's, you know, coming out of the woodwork and proud to be an a cappella alum.
Out of the woodwork, we're going to throw down and throw down here. We've got the Compulsive Liars in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in the studio, ready to deliver. And with me in Boston, the Beelzebubs of Tufts University, who are ready to perform live right now. You want to watch this? Use Periscope. You can we're video live streaming the performance at On Point Radio on Twitter. You can watch this performance live. Grab your smartphone. Get to your computer. Beelzebubs, what are we going to hear?
This is one of our staple songs. It's called Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie Wonder. And actually, the arrangement was written by an alum, Deke Sharon.
Yes, who's very big in Pitch Perfect land. Compulsive Liars, stand by in Ann Arbor. We will come to you for your response, ladies and gentlemen. Beelzebubs.
4 Baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Nunga, 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 nunga. Here I am, baby. Time I went and said goodbye. Yeah, baby. Yeah, shame to cry. Ooh, baby. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Nunga, 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 nunga. Here I am, baby. I'm yours.
I'm signed. Yeah.
You got my future in your hands, baby.
I'm yours.
And I'm gonna be yours.
And here I am, baby.
Yeah.
I'm yours.
Signed, yeah. Sealed,
you got my
delivered.
Future in I'm your hands, baby.
Baby.
I'm yours.
And I'm gonna be yours. Yours.
And here I am, baby.
Yeah.
I'm yours.
I'm signed, sealed,
you got my
delivered.
I'm yours, baby.
Baby.
I'm yours.
And I'm gonna be
I'm
yours.
And here I am, baby.
Yeah.
I'm signed, yeah. Sealed,
you got my
delivered.
Future
I'm
in your hands, baby.
I'm yours.
And I'm gonna be yours.
I've done a lot of foolish things that I really didn't mean. Hey!
Come on,
come on, baby. Yeah, when I touch you, nothing, girl, baby. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, baby. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, baby. Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Yo, it's Acapalooza at On Point Radio, live in the studio of the Beelzebubs with Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Judges, prepare your scores. That sounds pretty good to me. Compulsive Liars, warm up, warm up. We've got it going on here, throwing down Battle of the Bands. Kathy in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Kathy, thank you for calling. You're on the air. What do you think?
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I love it. I love acapella music. I am actually sitting in the parking lot of the movie theater, ready to go in to see Pitch Perfect 2.
And listening to On Point and the Beelzebubs and soon the Compulsive Liars.
On Point and the Beelzebubs, yes. I have been with Acapella Harmony for 16 years. I'm with the Sweet Adelines.
Oh, is it Barbershop? Is it
Barbershop, yes. Acapella music has been around with the men's organization since the 1920s. So we've been doing acapella music for a long, long time.
So you know of what you speak. What do you give our Beelzebubs here in the studio, Kathy? We've got kind of a throwdown. Thumbs up?
Oh, absolutely a thumbs up.
All right.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear the other group.
We got thumbs up from Virginia Beach, Green Bay, Myrtle Beach, East Hampton, New Haven. Stand by. We've got more to hear. If you want to watch this, go to our Twitter account, On Point Radio. We're on Periscope there right now. Ann Arbor, Michigan, University of Michigan, Compulsive Liars. What do you have for us, Kelly?
We're going to be singing Run to You. It's actually a song by Pentatonix, the very famous a cappella group we just talked about.
Let's go right to the top. We are ready to hear you. Hit it.
A light in the room, it was you who was standing there. Tried, it was true, as your glance met my stare. But your heart drifted off, like the land split by sea. I try to go, to follow, to kneel down at your feet. I'll run, I'll run, I'll run, run to you.
That is beautiful. The Compulsive Liars in Ann Arbor, Michigan, live on point today. Kelly Christensen, Brendan Stafford, Jenna Funstein, Sierra Bain, Jordan McKay, Alex Quinlan, Mickey Rapkin. You're listening to all this in Los Angeles. What are you thinking? With these two back-to-back, you've got Beelzebub, hot takes, rapid fire, lots of action. You've got Compulsive Liars, smooth as, what, deep molasses here, ethereal as angels. What do you hear, Mickey?
That's incredible. When I was in an a cappella group, there were 16 of us, and it was always my nightmare that people would be absent and we'd be in a small group, and it would expose me for not knowing my part. So the idea that these small groups
we have stripped down, but yeah, stripped down versions
is
today.
Incredible. And I'm also laughing because the Beelzebubs, sort of my favorite story in the book, is that the Beelzebubs sang that Signed, Sealed, and Delivered on Letterman's show, which is sort of timely with Letterman retiring.
I'd say.
They were in the audience and basically like talked their way onto stage, like insisted, and Letterman was sort of making fun of them from the audience, like, oh, you're going to sing a cappella music. But they talked themselves on air and sang Signs Deal Delivered. It's like a hilarious clip that you can find on YouTube.
So if you're the judge on the TV show, or if you're putting the movie together, are these two different streams here that we heard, or are most groups, Mickey, going to have a whole range, hot, fast, slow, smooth, the whole gamut?
Yeah, usually when you get to competition, these people, they sing a modern song, they sing an old song, they mix it up with a world number sometimes. That was both groups. That is incredible, especially at this hour.
I thought it was just great. Kelly Christensen there. Are you all arm in arm now, braced up by singing together in the groove, in the, I don't know, in the lovely zone of a cappella joy?
Honestly, we were really nervous, so we're glad that went off without a hitch. But yeah, we're missing a lot of our members, so this is just a small group of us.
Well, we're off academic season here, and you are so good to be in the studio there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The Compulsive Liars from the University of Michigan sounding really fabulous today. The Beelzebubs with me right here in the studio. There we've had it, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, and Run to You, both gorgeous. Pitch Perfect 2, number one at the box office last weekend. Listeners, you can join us. Give us the inside dope here. Is a cappella world as scheming and competitive and crazy as the movies have it? Is it your world? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point here from Pitch Perfect 2, Lollipop by the Treble Makers. Originally by Mika. This is On Point, 800-423-TALK. We'll be right back.
Love, love, say love. Mm-hmm. Love, now I need some love, baritone.
Love, 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 say love, 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 love.
Now
love,
give me some tenor.
Love, love, love,
love, love. Now give me some low.
Love, love, love,
love, love,
love, love.
I'm Tom Asprey. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about Pitch Perfect 2, biggest box office film in the country this week, number one selling album, and its world a cappella. Behind us right there, Thong Song. Let me see that thong. The nasty German group Das Sound Machine sings in Pitch Perfect 2. Mickey Rapkin is with us. He wrote the original book, Pitch Perfect, The Quest for Collegiate Acapella Glory, which became the inspiration for the movies. Elizabeth Banks directed, and it was huge at the box office last week, and not only there, all over the country, all kinds of people very, very into it. You can join us this hour. Does acapella make you want to roll your eyes and run or get up and sing? What's your crazy, wonderful, obsessed acapella story? Do you want more? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. How much do they love acapella? Here's just a little more from the movie Pitch Perfect 2.
Great job, Trebles. You guys killed it.
Thank you. You like acapella?
I like Instagram pictures of tiny little dogs in handbag on Instagram. Okay, I love acapella.
I like Instagram pictures. I love acapella. With us live today, with me in the studio, the Beelzebubs from Tufts University. Jason Williams, Ethan Wise, Carl Haver, Davis Franklin. You heard them. You'll hear more. They're great, and they're with us throwing down with the Compulsive Liars, L-Y-R-E-S, get it? Kelly Christensen, Brendan Stafford, Jenna Funston, Sierra Bain, Jordan McKay, Alex Quinlan in Ann Arbor, Michigan from the University of Michigan. They're all here. They're all with us right now. Andrea in Green Bay, Wisconsin, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Ironically, my son had his choir, 15-year-old son, had his choir concert last night and sang a solo in Near My God to Thee a cappella, which I still have goosebumps about. But I also wanted to say that I have two teenage boys, and we absolutely love Pitch Perfect, have seen it dozens of times, and went to Pitch Perfect 2 last weekend and wondered if anybody else in this entire country enjoyed the Green Bay Packers performance as much as we did.
Yes, what, you had half a dozen Green Bay Packers actually singing in the movie. Kind of incredible. What does that mean? Ethan, Beelzebub, can anybody do it? The Green Bay Packers, football players can do it?
I thought it was absolutely incredible. Like, what a nod to the way in which this has sort of blown up hilariously in the last decade or so. And, you know, we really can't take the credit for it. It's all those who came before us who've paved the way for, you know, the kind of accolades and platform we have to do this crazy thing that we do now. But I think putting the Green Bay Packers right on the silver screen singing a cappella, like, we've made it, man.
Andrea, thank you for your call. Lots of response online. If you're not following us on Twitter, do it right now. You can actually see live a couple more performances here from the Beelzebubs and the Compulsive Liars in just a minute with Periscope there. Tony writes us on Twitter, don't know if I want to live in a world where Pitch Perfect can beat Mad Max at the box office. Could be end of civilization. Alex says, the haters are welcome to exit the theater stage left for those who sang as I did at Colby College. It's a ton of fun. And Emily says, Skidmore College joke, we don't have frats, we have a cappella. Timothy in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Timothy, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, what do you think?
I love a cappella. I'm a huge fan, especially collegiately. There's something about the human voice that's so interesting and engaging. I love vocal harmonies. I'm a huge fan of the Beelzebubs, and I went to U of M. Go Blue. Thank you, gentlemen. That was beautiful. I encourage everyone to be involved. I'm always trying to get my friends to sing along. Like, I sing along to songs, you know. I go to karaoke and stuff like that. It's something that's just so fun and accessible about it that you can get your friends to be involved in. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's so enjoyable.
Timothy Lovett, props for everybody here, for Beelzebubs, for University of Michigan. We've got it. John in East Hampton. Thank you, Timothy. John in East Hampton, Massachusetts. You're on the air, John.
Hey, yeah, congratulations to both groups. Really sounded wonderful. I'm a professional opera singer, actually, and for fun, I've had the great pleasure to sing at some of the big opera houses in the country around the world. And for fun, when I'm with my friends in New York City, we get together and sing barbershop tags and mess around with straight tone and things that are kind of out of the technical world that we professionally are in. My point that I'd love to make is that I love the competition. I think it's good and healthy, and certainly anything that raises the human voice and the joy of singing up is good for us. Just so that everyone understands that they love the movies, get out there and support the purity of the human voice in concert, support the storytelling, the long form of the art form that is music and vocal art, and that's opera and musical theater and choir and everything locally and at the top levels. You know, we need to get people to go back to the concert halls and support the art form, not just in the movie theaters. The only thing that bugs me about Pitch Perfect, which I love the first one and I look forward to seeing the second one, is all of that post-production on those voices. Get out and support live, unamplified, beautiful music.
John, I love it, John. That's a great call, and we're all for it. And yes, I have no doubt there's all kinds of technology at work in the movie Pitch Perfect. Wow, this is really a turn of affairs here. Our wonderful opera man, John, looking to ride on a little bit of acapella juice these days. John, thank you for calling. Live music, all its forms, we're all for it. Let's have a little more right now. Listeners, on Twitter, Periscope, you can see it, On Point Radio. Beelzebubs here in Boston with Cecilia. You ready, guys? Let's hear it.
Three, four, Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees.
Beelzebubs with Cecilia, a cappella in the chapel, and it's live right here. Just fantastic. Only four of them with us today, but what a sound that can come out of four. They're listening very closely in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where the Compulsive Liars are standing by. Mickey Rapkin, author of Pitch Perfect in L.A., listening as well. Compulsive Liars, are you ready to answer this performance?
We are, yeah. We're going to switch it up a little bit from the first one. We've got Crazy in Love by Beyonce, arranged by our now-graduated Chris Yu. So we're really excited.
Live from Ann Arbor, the Compulsive Liars, L-Y-R-E-S, a cappella style. Let's hear it.
When I talk to my friend so quietly, who we think he isn't looking what she did to me. Tennis shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. You ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way that you know what I thought.
when I'm with you. I still don't understand just how your love can do it. No one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch got me looking so.
Wow, that was almost tube and throat singing there at the bottom. That is some deep thing going on. The Compulsive Liars out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, with their version of Crazy in Love by Beyoncé. Wonderful. Again, we'll get Mickey Rapkin to deliver his verdict in just a second. Heidi in Virginia Beach, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Heidi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I was part of an a cappella group in the 80s, way back in the Stone Age, before CDs were popular, and what I think a lot of people don't know about a cappella music on college campuses is that the vast majority of the singers are not music majors. They do this because they love it. It's all student-run. There are no professors involved, and the students also do all the arranging. So it's a labor of love, and it's something that follows you your whole life. I'm in the process now of arranging an a cappella song to sing with my sons at my brother's wedding. It stays with you. It's a great obsession.
And all that arranging, are you literally, you know, I don't know, writing or typing notes out into a score for every member of the group, Heidi?
Yeah, some of the arrangements that I know I did with a tape player back then, we used to call it devinylizing because you're actually pulling it off records sometimes. We had 12 in our group. There were plenty of times we were singing 10 and 12 notes. There was also times we sang four, but you're trying to make up every sound that you hear in a song.
And remember, Heidi reminds us that it's all students getting this done, and that is very, very good to keep in mind, and we hear it, the pride and the joy in it. Heidi, thank you for calling. West Hartford, Connecticut. Fred, you're on.
Hi. I had a group years ago. We started with doo-wop in the 50s and 60s.
Doo-wop, yeah.
It was pretty music, and we couldn't afford instruments. You know, we came from neighborhoods, projects, and whatever.
Yeah.
And we sang on the street corners, and a cappella was the thing, and it's never died. It's still, you could see it in any of the rock and roll revivals, and it's a beautiful music, you know, especially for those, and I try to encourage it to young people today that can't afford to buy an instrument. And, you know, we just got out of our houses, stood on the corner, and we sang, whether we were girls' groups, guys' groups. But a cappella, it's a beautiful thing.
Fred, we love it. Doo-wop gives a nod to a cappella right there, joins the ranks. Mickey Rapkin, what about that descent? Can you still hear all those elements at work today, going all the way back to Gregorian chants and African song? And you've got barbershop in there and surely some doo-wop. And these days it seems like a cappella groups will sample almost every genre.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch the sound evolve, but also then you hear those close harmonies in the two groups you have in the studio, and just the direct, line to the original, and suddenly it's just set to Beyoncé.
Do people claim their a cappella roots? Does John Legend still talk about the fact that he was an a cappella guy now that he's a pop superstar?
Yeah, I mean, John Legend competed. There's a funny story. John Legend competed in the ICCAs, like you see in Pitch Perfect. And they, you know, were at Carnegie Hall for the finals. And they thought it would be really funny if someone dropped his pants and said that they were, you know, running late to get to the show. And it was a big joke. It was a guy wearing like a garter belt. And they instantly realized this was the totally wrong crowd for that kind of joke. And it just bombed. John Legend talks about it. Sarah Bareilles talks about it. It's, people are so happy to embrace it now.
New London, Connecticut. Anoop is calling. Anoop, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Tom. Recently graduated from Case Western Reserve University. We're part of an a cappella group called the Macapella.
In Cleveland, great. Case Western. Cleveland, yeah. And what did you learn about a cappella from that, Anoop?
Well, the biggest thing we learned was you spend so much time with your group members, and we were a co-ed group, and you develop all these relationships that you sustain even after you graduate. We're actually on the road driving to Buffalo. Two of our alums are getting married this weekend.
Are you going to sing for their wedding or just fill the pews?
They're making us. Making us sing.
Well, of course, they have to make you sing, right? I mean, you're their group.
We have a huge contingency coming. I think we have 32 people from the group past and present coming.
And what was your group's name at Case Western Reserve?
It was the Macapella. We were a little different. We're a South Asian fusion group.
The Macapella, like Dharma.
D-H-A-M-A.
Okay. I love it. I love it. South Asian fusion. Can you solo a little bit of that for us, Anoop?
A little bit, I guess, yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, man.
Pehli nazar mein kaisa jadoo kar diya, tera aan baita hai mera jiya.
We are global. We are Bollywood. We are Damacapella out of Case Question Reserve. Anoop, drive safely to Buffalo. We're very happy that you called in. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Tom.
That's great. The Damacapella out of Case Western. All right. Beelzebub's in the studio. Compulsive Liars in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Mickey Rapkin, our authority figure in Los Angeles, author of Pitch Perfect. What do you say about these two groups they've thrown down? Have they delivered, Mickey?
Oh, my God. Delivered huge. A lot of a cappella groups do that Beyonce Crazy in Love, but I've never heard it sort of slowed down. Can I say sexy on the air?
Yes, that was awesome. Yes, you can.
That was awesome.
Sexy, or here we've got somebody writing into us on, is it Facebook here? Aka Awesome, says Matt Simonelli. We'll take that, Aka Awesome. Kelly in Ann Arbor, what do you hope to take into life as when you head out of University of Michigan from your a cappella time and experience?
Well, like one of your callers said, most of us aren't music majors. I'm not a music major. I'm applying to law school. But one of the things, you get to have music in your life, and it helps you grow as both an individual and as a student. But mostly the fact that I get to sing with a group of people who have become my best friends, that's what I'm going to take out of it, is the people that you meet.
That is pretty fantastic. The Compulsive Liars with us from Ann Arbor, from the University of Michigan, Kelly Christensen, Brendan Stafford, Jenna Funston, Sierra Bain, Jordan McKay, Alex Quinlan, our deep, deep on-point thanks to all of you there. Thank you so much, Compulsive Liars, for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tom.
Great to have you all. You guys really rock it. It's tremendous. And with me in the studio, from Tufts University, the Beelzebubs, Davis Franklin, Jason Williams, Carl Haber, Ethan Wise, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful performances. We'll go out with Flashlight from Pitch Perfect 2. Listeners, thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. I need you, and I got you, and I. 'Cause I look around me and see it's real.